morning, firstly, I will read the text, a portion at a time.
今天早上的讲道，我们会一段一段的来读那个经文。
Then I shall explain the story background and the social custom.
然后我们就会讲述故事的背景，还有当时候的社会风俗。
Secondly, I shall preach the focus of the story, what Mark wants his reader to learn about Jesus.
过后才会讲述这个马可到底要我们学习的信息。
Lastly, I will share how we may respond to Mark's teaching about Jesus.
最后就会分享我们如何来回应马可的教导。
The story begins at this time of the year, on the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb.
故事的开始就是讲到是一年的这段时期是除酵节的第一天，就是宰逾越节羔羊的那一天。
The Jewish celebrate their New Year on the first of the month of Nisan.
犹太人是在那个尼撒月的第一天来庆祝他们的新年。
Their first month Nisan is somewhere in late March or early April in our calendar.
尼撒月就是大概是三月的末期，或者是四月的第一旬开始。
On the 10th day of that new year, each family would buy a lamb.
所以新年的第十天，每一个家庭就会买一个羔羊。
The family must take good care of the lamb until the 14th day of the same month.
而那个家庭就要好好的照顾那个羔羊，一直到那一个月的第十四天。
By the evening of the day 14, the father of the family would bring the lamb to the temple to be examined.And be killed by a priest.
而那天十四天的晚上傍晚的时候，那个一家之主呢，就会带着那个羔羊到圣殿那里，被这个祭司来检验，然后就宰杀。
Then the family had to eat the lamb within the wall of Jerusalem.
然后就在耶路撒冷城那里吃这个羔羊。
The Passover feast commemorates God's deliverance of the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以这个逾越节就是纪念神如何救赎这个以色列人脱离埃及。
The Lord had redeemed His people from slavery.
他们从奴隶那里呢被释放出来。
The Passover festivity is followed by a seven-day feast of the unleavened bread.
而逾越节过后呢，就是七日的除酵节。
For 7 days, every household must eat bread baked without yeast.
而这七天呢，每一个家庭呢就是吃无酵饼。
That feast was celebrates the beginning of a new life, people with freedom to serve the Lord.
而这个宴席就代表了这个新的生命的开始，因为他们有这个自由来侍奉主。
The Passover is one of the two Jewish feasts that must be celebrated within Jerusalem.
而这个逾越节呢，就是必须在耶路撒冷庆祝的两个节日的其中一个。
The other feast was the Day of Atonement.
而另外一个宴席就是赎罪日。
In just time, over 100,000 people would go to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover every year.
Testing. Okay. 所以在耶稣的时候呢，就至少会有10万人的犹太人呢到耶路撒冷那里庆祝这个逾越节。
The housings for the pilgrims were limited and insufficient.
那因为这样子的关系呢，所以当时候的这个住处的地方呢就不够。
Jewish law required those who own big houses to allow their fellow Jews to use their premises for celebration.
而犹太律法呢就要求说，这些那些有很大的这个家的地方呢的人呢，就要让他们的这些犹太人能够用他们的住所来庆贺这个节日。
It was also a custom for disciples to prepare the Passover, find the place, and buy the food for their respective teacher.
而各自的门徒们呢，也当然是要预备这个逾越节的地方和宴席，为他们的这个拉比来预备。
So in this story we read, Jesus' disciples ask him, "Where do you want us to go?" And make preparations for you to eat the Passover.
所以门徒们当然就问耶稣说，你吃逾越节的宴席要我们往哪里去预备呢？
At that time, unknown to his disciples, Jesus had already made pre-arrangement to celebrate the Passover.
那门徒们不知道说耶稣其实已经早已预备如何来庆祝这个逾越节。
The arrangement that Jesus made was secretive.
因为他所预备的是神秘的。
So he sent two of his disciples telling them, go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him.
耶稣就打发两个门徒对他们说，你们进城去，必有人拿着一瓶水迎面而来，你就跟着他。
It would be easy for the disciples to spot a man carrying a pitcher because that was an unusual sight.
门徒们会很容易辨识这个拿着一瓶水的人，因为是很不寻常的。
Normally, only women carry water in a jar. The man would carry water in animal skins.
因为只有女妇人呢是用这个瓶子来装这个水，而男人呢一向来是用这个兽皮来装这个水。
Say to the owner of the house, he enters. Here's the password. The teacher asks, "Where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?"
然后他就要跟这个主人说，夫子说，客房在哪里？我与门徒好在那里吃逾越节的宴席。
He will show you a large upper room, furnished and ready.
他就只给你们摆设整齐的一间大楼。
Make preparations for us there.
你们就在那里为我们预备。
Jesus' arrangement for the Passover had to be secretive.
耶稣预备这个逾越节的宴席呢，必须是神秘的。
He knew that the religious leaders were plotting to arrest him and kill him before the Passover.
因为他知道这些宗教领袖要抓他，并且在逾越节之前把他杀了。
They were afraid of rioting.
因为他们害怕这个暴乱。
Jesus also wanted to avoid being arrested prematurely.
而耶稣呢，自己要避免提早被这个抓拿。
He still had much.To teach his disciples.
因为他还有很多要教导他的门徒的。
Before he went to the cross to fulfill God's will, Jesus wished to eat the last supper with his disciples.
在他在十字架上完成神的旨意的时候，他想在跟他的门徒有最后的一个宴席。
At that communion table, he would give a new meaning to the bread and the cup.
而在那个这个圣餐的桌上呢，就给了这个饼和杯新的定义。
From John Gospel, we learn that Jesus had yet to teach his disciples to wash one another's feet.
从约翰福音我们知道，在此时此刻，他还没有教导他的门徒彼此洗脚。
He had yet to teach the disciples to expect God's sending of the Holy Spirit.
也还没有教导神会差派这个保惠师。
Most of all, Jesus wanted to make an intercessory prayer for all his disciples.
最重要的是耶稣要为他的门徒做这个代祷。
Jesus wanted to sanctify them, set them apart for God's purpose.
为神的旨意来分别为圣。
So much to be done, and so little time left.
所以有很多事情要做，而时间已经不够了。
That was probably why Jesus had to keep his whereabout a secret.Until he had completed his work on earth.
这也许就是为什么耶稣要把他的这个行径呢保密，直到他完成他的事工。
In verse 16, we read, the disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover.
门徒出去进了城，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的，他们就预备了逾越节的宴席。
From verse 17 onwards, we begin to read what Mark wanted us to learn about Jesus as the servant of the Lord.
从十七节开始，我们就学习马可要我们学习这个耶稣为神的仆人是什么定义。
When evening came,
到了晚上
a new day for the Jews begin at sunset, and it lasts until the next sunset. That is from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m.
对于犹太人来说，一个新的一天的开始，从傍晚日落过后开始，一直到第二天的日落。
Now for us, a new day begins at midnight and it runs until the next midnight.
对我们来说呢，这个新的一天的开始是午夜，一直到第二天的午夜。
For example, for the Jews, now is Sunday morning. Tonight is Monday night, not Sunday night. And next morning is Monday morning.
所以对于犹太人来说，今天是礼拜天早上，可是晚上的时候就是礼拜一的礼拜一。对我们来说，礼拜一是午夜过后。
So a new day, as well as the Passover, had begun when Jesus arrived at the house with the apostle.
所以当耶稣到了跟他的门徒到那个家庭的时候呢，其实是已经是新的一天，也就是逾越节的开始了。
When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12.
到了晚上，耶稣和十二个门徒都来了。
We do not know for sure whether there were other disciples who already knew this prearrangement waiting for Jesus at the house.
我们不知道是否有其他的门徒也已经知道耶稣已经早已预备了这样子，而且是在那个家庭那边等待这个耶稣。
In verse 18, while they were reclining at the table eating,
18节他们坐席正吃的时候，
it was a custom for the Jews to eat the Passover meal lying on their sides.
所以犹太人吃这个逾越节的习俗呢，就是要躺着那这样子吃。
God actually instructed the Israelites to eat in such a very relaxed manner.
所以在这个律法里面呢，神也是如此嘱咐这些以色列人吃这个逾越节。
Then Jesus said, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，你们中间有一个与我同吃的人要卖我了。
At that point, Judas might be thinking, Jesus has so many disciples, the one of you can refer to someone who is here or not here.
所以那时候犹大可能是在说，耶稣有这么多门徒，所以你一个人呢，可能是指在这边的一个人，或者是不在这边的一个人。
But Jesus added, one who is eating with me.
可是耶稣 却指明说是跟我同吃的人。
Then we hear drip, 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 tick, 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 tick. Judas wetted his pants.
所以犹大可能那时候就尿裤子了。
As for the rest, they were saddened.
其他的人就忧愁起来。
But Judas pretended to look sad.
所以
I hope Jesus is only bluffing.
所以犹大可能也假装忧愁说，我希望耶稣只是开个玩笑啊。
Then one by one, they said to Jesus, "Surely, not I."
So, 一个一个就问他说是我吗？
Judas also joined the others, asking Jesus, "Am I the one?"
犹大人也问也跟着别人一样问耶稣说是我吗？
Mark tells us that Jesus did not say, "Yeah, this is the one. This one I'm talking about is Judas."
马可说耶稣没有指明说就是他，就是犹大。
Strangely, Jesus did not reveal Judas' name.
惊奇的就是耶稣没有指明是犹大。
Instead, Jesus only said so much. It is one of the 12.
耶稣只是对他们说是十二个门徒的其中一个。
One who dips bread into the bowl with me.
同我在盘子里交手的。
The identity of the betrayer remained concealed.
所以这个背叛耶稣的这个身份也没有被暴露。
Then Jesus spoke very clearly to his disciples.
然后耶稣就说，
The Son of Man will go.
人子必须必要出去世。
Just it is written about him.
正如经上指着他所写的。
Yes, it is God's mission for Jesus to die as an atoning sacrifice.
是的，这个耶稣必须作为这个赎罪的献祭，这是神的旨意。
Someone will betray Jesus.
必有人会背叛耶稣。
But Judas does not need to volunteer himself to be that someone.
不过犹大并不需要让自己说就是成为那一位。
There were other former disciples of Jesus who were very unhappy with Jesus.
因为我们知道也有许多其他的门徒也很不高兴耶稣。
John chapter 6 verse 66 tells us that there was a day when many of Jesus' disciples left him.
约翰福音第六章六十六节那里告诉我们，有一天有很多耶稣的门徒离开他。
Just remember the reference, John 666.
就记得约六六六啊，约翰六六六。
Probably those former disciples were equally keen to betray Jesus.
所以当你可以想象那些门徒也很愿意来背叛耶稣。
They also felt that Jesus has let them down.
因为他们也觉得说耶稣已经让他们失望。
And they might have perceived Jesus as one of the messianic pretenders.
而他们也会觉得耶稣就是那些一个想做这个弥赛亚而做不成的。
Judas might have become very disillusioned since the day when Jesus told his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer many things, be rejected, and be killed."
犹大可能当耶稣告诉他的门徒说他必须被弃绝、被杀的时候呢，他也就很这个幻想破灭了。
God did not program Judas to betray Jesus.
所以神并没有使到犹大会去背叛耶稣。
Judas had the freedom to choose what he does and his own life destiny.
犹大有选择自己的命运的自由。
Then Jesus solemnly declared.
然后耶稣就说。
But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man.
但卖人子的就有祸了。
It would be better for him if he had not been born.
那人不生在世上倒好。
Some readers interpret Jesus' comment about the betrayer to be accursed.
有些读者以为说耶稣的这句话是一个咒诅。
They understood Jesus to be cursing Judas indirectly, wishing he had not been born.
好比就是耶稣在诅咒这个犹大，说希望他没有生出来。
Some readers, however, do not interpret that same remark as a curse.
有些就不觉得这个是一个诅咒。
They believe that Jesus was expressing his deep sorrow for Judas.
他们相信耶稣是在为犹大表达他的哀伤。
If Jesus had cursed Judas, Judas would have died right on the spot.
因为如果耶稣诅咒犹大的话，犹大当场就会死亡了。
There was an incident recorded in Mark 11 when Jesus cursed a fig tree. May no one ever eat fruits from you again.
因为在马可福音第十一章那里有记载说，耶稣诅咒一棵无花果树，说，从今以后永没有人吃你的果子。
And the next day, the disciples saw that same fig tree withered from the point of the roots.
第二天，他们门徒就看到这个无花果树呢，就从连根都枯干了。
The root had died first, followed by the leaves falling off the next day.
因为那个根就立刻枯干，第二天的时候那些叶子都掉了。
In saying, "Woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man," Jesus could have meant.I feel very sorry for that person who is going to betray me, the Son of Man.
所以当耶稣说但卖人子的人有祸了，他可能的意思就是说我为着那个要背叛我的人，我这个人子的人呢非常哀伤。
His outcome shall be pitiful, so sad that I wish he were not born to commit that act.
因为他的下场会是非常凄惨的，而我希望他没有生出来做这件事情。
Such a response from Jesus towards the betrayer is consistent with Mark's portrayal of the servant of the Lord in his gospel.
而这样子的耶稣对于这个背叛的这个反应呢，是很吻合马可如何形容这个神的仆人。
I shall explain one of Mark's portrayal of Jesus as the compassionate servant of the Lord in my next point.
我要解释马可是如何的来展现这个耶稣就是那个富有怜悯的神的仆人。
Now let's look at the teaching about Jesus in this story.
我们看一下耶稣在这个故事是怎么教导的。
We have been taught in the Mark Gospel series that the evangelist Mark seeks to present Jesus as the servant of the Lord.
我们在这个马可的这个讲道系列里面已经说明马可要展现耶稣就是那个神的仆人。
Mark makes allusion to the servant songs in Isaiah to help his reader understand
who Jesus is.
因为马可在他的福音书里面呢，就有引用了这个以赛亚书在那些关于那个仆人的诗歌，有引用这些经文。
One of the virtues that the servant of the Lord possesses is compassion.
而这个神的仆人一个很大的这个特点呢，就是他的怜悯。
In Isaiah 42 verse 2 describes the compassion of the servant in these poetic words.
以赛亚书第四十二章第二节就以这样的诗词来形容这个仆人的怜悯。
A bruised reed he will not break.
压伤的芦苇他不折断。
A smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
僵残的灯火他不吹灭。
In faithfulness he will bring forth justice.
他凭真实将公义传开。
This servant song teaches that the servant will come to bring justice to the world where injustice prevails.
所以这个仆人的诗歌讲述了这个仆人必以公义来带到这世上。
The servant will usher in justice, and he will also show much compassion.
他不单是要带来公义，他也必带来怜悯。
Now in chapter 1, Mark shows us that Jesus was filled with compassion when a leper begged him on his knees.
而这个在马可福音第一章里面就形容这个耶稣为这一个长大麻风的人呢充满了怜悯。
If you are willing, you can make me clean.
这个人说你若肯必能叫我洁净。
Jesus did not only speak to the leper, be cleaned.
耶稣不单只是对他说我肯你洁净了吧。
He reached out his hand and touched the leper.
他也伸手去摸他。
A bruised reed he will not break.
压伤的芦苇他不折断。
In chapter 5, Mark shows us that Jesus was filled with compassion when he saw a large crowd who were wandering like sheep without a shepherd.
在马可福音第五章那里，耶稣看到许多的人如同羊没有牧人一般，他就怜悯他们。
The disciples suggested to Jesus, send those people away because they cannot afford to feed the hungry.
那些门徒就请耶稣说叫这些众人散开，因为他们已经很晚没有东西吃。
Despite his tiredness and his desperate need for a good rest, Jesus instructed his disciples to feed the crowd with whatever they had, 5 loaves and 2 fish.
虽然耶稣非常困倦而需要休息，耶稣还是告诉他的门徒用他们仅有的，也就是5饼2鱼来喂饱他们。
A smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
僵残的灯火他不吹灭。
Here in chapter 14, Mark shows us that Jesus was fully aware of the disciple who had conspired to betray him.
到了这个马可福音第十四章，马可也告诉我们，耶稣完全明白认识这个要背叛他的门徒。
Instead of exposing that disciple outright, he indirectly gave him an opportunity to change his mind.
他没有立刻指明这个门徒是谁，相反的，他给他一个机会改变心意。
The first time Jesus said, I tell you the truth, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me.
第一次他所说的是，我实在告诉你们，你们中间有一个人与我同吃的要卖我了。
Judas was not exposed.
他没有表明是犹大。
A chance was given to him.
给了他第一个机会。
The second time Jesus said,It is one of the 12, one who dips bread into the bowl with me.
第二次耶稣说是十二个门徒中同我交手在盘子里的那一个。
Again, Judas was not exposed.
第二次也没有表明是犹大。
Another chance was given to him.
第二次给了他机会。
Then Jesus expressed his sorrow.
第三就是耶稣表达了他的哀伤。
Woe to that man who betrayed the Son of Man.
但卖人子的人有祸了。
It would be better for him if he had not been born.
那人不生在世上，倒好。
Jesus was telling Judas indirectly, Judas, I know that there are many people who are looking out for me.
其实耶稣是在跟犹大说，犹大，我知道有很多人在找我。
They are trying to kill me.
他们想要杀我。
I know your plan to betray me to them.
我知道你要背叛我的计划。
You don't have to do this.
你不需要如此做。
And I feel very sad for you if you choose to continue.
你如果继续如此做，我会很哀伤的。
a flickering wick, he will not extinguish.
江餐的灯火他不吹灭。
John Gospel confirmed for us Jesus' intense love towards all his disciples, including Judas.
马可约翰福音告诉我们，证实为我们证实说，耶稣对他所有门徒的那个很深切的爱，包括犹大。
John tells us he loved them till the end.
约翰告诉我们他爱他们到底。
However, in chapter 14, Mark does not focus solely on Judas.
可是在十四章，马可并没有专注在犹大身上而已。
Mark was showing his reader that all the disciples of Jesus will fail him.
其实马可是在表明所有的门徒都要背叛，就是让耶稣失望。
First, Judas will betray Jesus.
首先是犹大会背叛耶稣。
Second, the others will flee and abandon Jesus.
其他的就逃跑离弃耶稣。
And lastly, Peter will deny Jesus three times.
而最后彼得就会三次不认耶稣。
John Gospel tells us that Jesus saw his impending death as the time to depart from this world and go to the Father.
约翰福音告诉我们，耶稣看到他的这个死亡就是离开这个世上到父那里去的时刻。
John stresses that Jesus loved all his disciples to the end.
而约翰说耶稣爱他所有的门徒到底。
The all also includes Judas.
所有当然也包括犹大了。
A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out.
压伤的芦苇他不折断，江餐的灯火他不吹灭。
Now let's learn how we should respond to what we learn about Jesus.
让我们现在来学习如何来回应我们所学习的。
As we seek to follow Jesus, we may fail him from time to time in our walk.
当我们想选择要跟随耶稣的时候，我们时不时可能会使他失望。
Sometimes the failures are minor.
有时候这个失落是小的。
At other times the failure can be major.
有时候的失败可能是很严重的。
Major failures that can lead to family breakup.
而这些严重的可能使家庭破裂。
What do we do when we have failed Jesus in our Christian living?
在我们的这个信徒生活里面，失败的时候如此行呢？
Mark wants us to see the compassion of Jesus.
马可要我们看到这个耶稣的怜悯。
In his compassion, Jesus understands our situation.
因为耶稣怜悯我们，他知道我们的情况。
In his compassion, Jesus also gave us a chance to turn back to him.
在他的怜悯里面，他也给我们一个机会能够回转。
Turn back to Jesus when he gives you a chance.
当他给我们机会的时候，让我们来回转。
Do not continue in your wrongdoing.
而不要继续的犯错。
Even when you ignore the chance Jesus gives you,
就算你放弃了耶稣所给你的机会。
And you continue to disappoint him.
继续的使耶稣失望。
Jesus will continue to give you chances to turn back to him.
耶稣继续给你机会来回转。
Judas could not see the compassion of Jesus clearly.
犹大看不到耶稣的怜悯。
He chose to hang himself.
他选择自己上吊。
He felt what he had done was unforgivable.
他觉得他所做的是无可饶恕的。
But that is not true.
可是这是不对的。
When hanging on the cross in great pain, Jesus prayed for all the people who had a part in his crucifixion.
在耶稣在十字架上痛苦的时候，他仍旧为所有参与他这个钉十字架的事件的所有的人为他们来代祷。
He prayed, Father, forgive them.
他说，父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they had done.
父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
Those disciples, actually apostles, those who had fled and abandoned Jesus during his arrest, came back to him.
所以这些门徒，虽然当时候离弃了耶稣，可是最后他们还是回到他那里。
They were all there, standing below the cross.
他们就在十字架的脚下。
Peter, who had earlier swore with all his might that he did not know Jesus,
那个三次不认主的彼得。
Also came back to Jesus.
也回到耶稣那里。
In his gospel, Mark also mentioned an unnamed young man clad in a linen garment following Jesus during his arrest.
在这个马可福音里面，马可有形容一个不知名的少年人，他披着一块麻布跟随着耶稣，直到耶稣被抓拿。
When the people tried to seize that young man, his garment dropped, and he fled away naked. 哎呀呀呀！
当众人要抓拿他的时候，他却丢了麻布，赤身逃走了。
He could have pretended to be an Olympic athlete, practicing for his marathon at night.
他可以假装是一个奥林匹克的选手，在练操练他的跑步。
Christian tradition says that unnamed young man who fled away naked was Mark himself.
教会传统告诉我们，这个赤身逃跑的这个少年人就是马可。
If that tradition is correct, then Mark was also sharing his own failure as a disciple of Jesus.
如果这个传统是正确的话，那马可也自己就是在分享他自己作为门徒的失败。
About 15 years later, after the ascension of Jesus.Mark became a missionary interned.
在耶稣升天15年后，马可本身也成为一个宣教的学徒。
He followed the apostle Paul and his cousin Barnabas on a missionary journey.
他就跟他的这个使徒保罗，还有他的表哥巴拿巴，去宣教。
At one point, Pamphylia, Mark deserted Paul and Barnabas for some reason.
而在这个庞菲利亚这个地方呢，马可就离弃了这个保罗和巴拿巴。
It seems that Mark had failed in following Jesus again.
好像这个马可又再一次的跟随耶稣的时候又失败了。
And in Acts chapter 15, in the second missionary journey, Paul did not want to take Mark along with them anymore.
所以在使徒行传第十五章的时候呢，保罗就不要这个马可再次的来跟他。
Perhaps Paul saw Mark as a hopeless failure.
因为保罗可能看到马可就是整天失败。
An unreliable missionary candidate.
一个无可救药的这个宣教的人。
However, Barnabas stood by Mark.
可是巴拿巴却站在马可那一方。
Barnabas still trusted Mark as a co-worker.
巴拿巴还相信这个马可是可以同工的。
Paul and Barnabas had a sharp disagreement over Mark.
所以他们就因为这个马可，二人就起了争论。
And the missionary team split into two.
然后这个宣教队伍就一分为二。
Barnabas was known to the early church as the son of encouragement.
巴拿巴这个名字呢，早期教会就是所谓的他是劝慰者。
Barnabas had once stood up for Paul when the disciples distrusted and rejected him.
当这个门徒们还不相信，还有弃绝这个保罗的时候，巴拿巴就为他争辩。
It was very likely that Barnabas had kept encouraging Mark despite his failure.
所以巴拿巴很可能就是虽然马可失败，他还是继续的来劝慰他。
Towards the end of his ministry.The apostle had a change in his attitude towards Mark.
在保罗他事工的最后日子的时候呢，他对于马可有了改变的想法。
He wrote Timothy a pastoral epistle.
他给提摩太写了一封书信。
At the close of his letter, Paul instructed Timothy.
在最后他这么说
：Bring Mark along with you. He is useful for me in ministry.
他跟保罗跟提摩太说，你来的时候把马可带来，因为他在传道的事上与我有益处。
Obviously, Mark had changed much and had grown in his Christian walk ever since his experience of failure.
所以很明显的，马可在他的这个信徒的道路上已经成长改变了，自从他经历失败以后。
Because people like Barnabas had shown Mark compassion.
因为像巴拿巴这样的人对马可施怜悯
and had given him the encouragement when he needed it most
在他最需要的时候给他劝慰
that young man turned back to follow and serve Jesus again
所以这个年轻人就能够回转再次的服侍主
today we are reading the gospel written by Mark who was a failure at one time
我们今天所读的就是马可的福音他虽然曾经是一个失败者
Jesus is the servant of the Lord.
耶稣就是神的仆人。
To him, a bruised reed, he will not break. A flickering light, he will not extinguish.
对他来说，压伤的芦苇他不折断，将长的灯火他不吹灭。
We must respond to the compassion of Jesus.
让我们来回应耶稣的怜悯。
We should also pray that we may reflect Jesus' compassion towards others.
我们也祈祷我们能够反映耶稣对于其他人的怜悯，而怜悯其他使耶稣失望的人。
Towards others who are failing Jesus.
对于那些失败的。
And to those who see no hope in themselves because of their Christian failure.
因为他们的失败对自己绝望的人。
Barnabas was an example of a Christian who lived out the compassion of Jesus.
巴拿巴就是把耶稣的怜悯活出来的一个信徒的榜样。
May we continue to experience the compassion of Jesus in our Christian walk.
希望在我们的这个信徒旅途当中能够经历得到耶稣的怜悯。
And may God help us to live out that kind of compassion towards others.
也愿神帮助我们对于其他人也活出这样子的怜悯。让我们现在以奉献来回应神的话。Let us respond to God's word with our offering.